And a good sunny Saturday afternoon from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball. Today matching up the Dort College Defenders and the Briarcliff Chargers. In the first matchup of today's doubleheader, we find a 9-13 Dort College team taking on the number 2 ranked team in the country, the Briarcliff Chargers, who enter with a 19-4 mark. Briarcliff a half game back, though, in the conference standings behind front runner Concordia, part of a 4-team challenge over the final 3.5 weeks of the conference season to determine who will be the regular season conference championship. And Briarcliff, with a loss to Northwestern on Wednesday evening, is forced into must-win situations from here on out to try and keep pace. Good evening, or good afternoon, everyone. My name is Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from courtside, just to the left of the Dort College bench, as the Briarcliff Chargers and Dort College Defenders do battle in a women's conference contest, followed up by a men's game at about 4 o'clock. But the first thing we need to take care of is talking with Coach Craig Steensma about the matchup between these two teams. And the first item of business we talked about when we visited was the fact that the Dort College Defenders actually played 30 pretty good minutes of basketball against the Morningside Mustangs on Wednesday evening, but ended up coming up on the short side of things. And here is what the coach had to say.
Hey, we did, Mike. We have been getting more and more spurts of really good basketball where we take care of it and get good shots. And you know, we'll need to do that for 40 minutes today to have a chance. Briarcliff puts a lot of pressure on you both offensively and defensively, and a team obviously that they lead the country in scoring, so they're going to really try to push the ball and attack. And you know, they're able to get really good second shots by just crashing the boards relentlessly.
What is it about their defense that makes it difficult for teams to succeed and play in a rhythm?
Well, they try to take you out of a rhythm by running at you with two people, and you know, they're going to come up and face guard you and play dribble use when you haven't dribbled yet, to see if you're going to back down or if you're going to be strong with the ball. And so, you know, we'll need to make sure that we are ready for that. And you know, it's a little bit unconventional to really, really trap people all over the floor, regardless of the consequences. They're just going to try to make up for the trapping with rotating hard and flying at you. And their athleticism, you know, to try to make plays if they can't get a trap or you get out of their trap.
Do you beat it by passing over the top? Do you beat it by putting it on the floor hard? What do you do to beat that defense?
We need to do more passing and just a little dribbling, but we need to do some of both. And, you know, one thing that's really important is that players will flash into spots on the floor where there's openings and then catch it and look up the floor to dribble or pass. And if we can flash, turn, pass, and then flash, turn, and pass, we'll be able to be successful. And when we played them up there, we played it, you know, it's 40-40 at halftime, but we did a lot of that really, really well. And we can't forget that. You know, that's how we stayed in that game, was, you know, just by flashing to open spots on the floor.
Defensively, what kind of point total? I mean, you can say that you want to hold them in the 60s, but realistically, what kind of point total do you have to hold them to give yourself a chance?
Well, we want to try to, you know, 35 a half is our goal, so we want to try to hold them to 70 or less. If we can do that, we'll be very successful. And you know, I know that in the past we have been able to do that on different occasions with Briarcliff. It won't be easy, but you know, we have to, you know, hope they miss some shots and hope that we don't give them second shots. That'll be a big key for us. You know, if they get on a roll where they are making all kinds of quick threes in transition, now they can make life pretty tough for you if that happens.
That is Coach Craig Steensma talking about his team taking on the Briarcliff Chargers. Briarcliff enters as the number 2 ranked team in the country. They lead the country in scoring at 85.7 points per ball game. They scored 88 points the other night in an 88-89 loss to the Northwestern Red Raiders. Chargers are allowing 67.8 points per contest on average. Chargers make nearly 48% of their field goals while also making 33.6% of their free throws. Chargers have forced opponents into 26.9 turnovers per contest while giving the ball up 20 times per game. Opponents have been limited to 38.4% shooting, but foes do hold a slight 39.1 to 38.2 rebounding edge. Kylie Dilla, Megan Salcido, and Keila Sheok Averaged 13.0, 10.4, and 10.0 points per game. Salcedo is making 60.3% of her shots. Chiak is making 55.6% of her field goals. Kelsey Evans and Maddie Murren are at 9.6 and 9.5 points per game. Dill is dishing out just under 4 assists per game, and Evans is at just over 3 assists per contest. Leading rebounder for the Chargers is Salcedo at 5.7 per game. Dort College women's basketball team is 9-13 this year, 4-10 in the GPAC. Defenders' wins in the league are over Midland twice, Doan and Nebraska Wesleyan. The Defenders are 3-2 in their last five games. Dort College is averaging 62.9 points per game. It allows 63.3 points per game. Dort converts 41.3% of their field goal attempts, and opponents make 39.5%. Dort out-rebounds teams 37.0 to 34.7 have gotten through the free throw line 24 more times than opponents this season. Kara Van Dyke is scoring 11 points per game and has a 54.9 shooting percentage. Brianna Sprague is averaging 10 points per game. The two Edgerton, Minnesota natives lead the team in rebounding as well with averages of 6.7 and 5.6 respectively. Jamie Cook scores 8 points per game. She has 48 assists with 4.2 rebounds per game. Elise Marish scores 7 points per game. Kayla Gasink is at 6.7 points per game with 4 rebounds and 29 steals. Jessica Jelsma leads the team with 48 assists and has a 6.3 scoring average. The Charger women lead this series 40-35. They won a January 2 decision, 95-74. Dort was forced into 32 turnovers. Dort College and Briarcliff were tied in that one, 40-40 at halftime. Sarah Reeves led five players in double figures with 17 for the Chargers. Elise Marish had 13 points to top the defenders, while Brianna Sprunk added 11. Briarcliff women lost 89-88 to Northwestern Wednesday night after leading 48-45 at intermission. Kelsey Evans had 18 points, Kylie Dill at 15, Keila Chiak at 13. The Defender women led much of the first half before relinquishing the lead at halftime of their Wednesday night game against Morningside. Dort College trailed 37-33 at halftime, lost ground over the first 10 minutes of the second half. They lost 81-66. Jamie Cook had 14 points, and Kara Van Dyke, 13 with 8 rebounds. Here are your starting lineups. First of all, for the visitors from Briarcliff and Coach Mike Power, Kelsey Evans, a 5'9 junior from Wilmer, Minnesota, averaging 9.6 points per game. Keila Chiak is a 5'8 junior from Avon, South Dakota, averaging 10 points per game. Kylie Dill is a 5'6 senior from Cherokee, Iowa, averaging 13 points per game. Megan Salcedo is a 5'11 senior from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 10.4 points per game. And Kristen Twaits, a 6'2 senior from Manson, Iowa, averaging 7.4 points per outing. Again, for Briarcliff, it'll be Evans, Chiak, Dilla, Salcedo, and Twait. For the defenders, it'll be Kayla Gasink, a 5'9 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 6.7 points per game. Number 5 is Kayla Brookice, a 5'5 sophomore from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 4.8 points per contest. Number 15 is Danelle Bone, a 5'8 sophomore from Sibley, averaging 5.8 points per outing. Number 31 is Kara Van Dyke, a 6'2 sophomore from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 11 points per game. And Jamie Cook is a 6'1 sophomore from Randolph, Wisconsin, averaging 8 points per game for Coach Craig Steensma. Again, for Dort College, it'll be Gasink, Brookice, Bone, Van Dyke, and Cook. We'll be back with our opening tip right after this. Welcome back to the DeWitt Gymnasium. The Dort College Defenders and Briarcliff Chargers set to do battle. Briarcliff in there. Away blues with white numbers trimmed out in yellow. The Dort College Defenders in their home whites, black numbers trimmed out in gold. Opening tip is controlled by the Dort College Defenders, and actually we had a player moving on the opening tip, and that was Kylie Dilla. Dilla breaking away from the circle before the ball was tossed into the air. So the Dort College Defenders will have the basketball. And now my question is that a possession for the Dort College Defenders, or is that, it'll be Dort College possession to start the contest. Dort College inbounds it. They get it over to Jamie Cook. Cook with it on the right sideline. Cook gets it back over to Bone. Bone in the middle of the floor. Danelle Bone with the basketball. Gives it up to Van Dyke. Kara Van Dyke gives left side over to Gasink. Gasink with the basketball on the wing. She comes back over to Cook. Cook right side to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice at the top. 12 seconds to shoot. Gets it over to Gasink. Gasink loses it into the backcourt. Now a jump ball called at midcourt. It will be Briarcliff basketball. So turnover. It'll be Briarcliff basketball in front of the scorer's bench. Throwing it in will be Kelsey Evans. Evans to toss it in for the Chargers. She'll get it into Dilla, and Dilla will take it across half court. Kylie Dill in between the circles out front, picks up her dribble. She passes left side over to Evans. Evans with the ball, gives it up Salcido. Salcido with it at the point. She goes underneath, and we've got a reach-in foul called on Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke coming over the top, called for reaching. That's foul number one on Van Dyke. And team foul number one on the Dort College defenders. Ball gets inbounded. Shot is blocked by Van Dyke on the shot attempt by Kristen Twait in the lane. And here come the Dort College defenders. Brooke Ice with it across half court over to Bone. Bone middle of the floor, and Briarcliff jars it free. Here come the Chargers with the basketball. Dilla. Dilla on the right elbow. Dilla picks up her dribble. She passes back out front to Chiak. Chiak will drive the lane with the left hand. Her layup is good. Chiak with the two-point basket. And Briarcliff is in front 2-0. 2-0 our score. Pass over to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Dort College has yet to get a shot off on their possessions. Brooke Ice dribbles in too deep. She's at the elbow. Double teamed and throws it away. Turnover gives the basketball back to the Briarcliff Chargers, leading 2-0. 18:45 left to play in the first half. Just underway. 18:44 and counting now. Chargers have it. They pass it left side with the basketball on. The left side is Chiak. She'll go down to the baseline. Chiak with the basketball. She ducks in. Her shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Jamie Cook. Cook outlets over to Brookice. Here comes Dort College. Meeting her in the middle of the floor is Twait. She passes right side over to Bone. Bone, Brookice. Brookice looks left side over to Gasing. Gasing puts it on the deck, down to the baseline. Double-teamed hard on the baseline. Gets it reversed over to Brookice. Brookice back over to Bone, and Bone can't hang on to the pass to the short corner on the right side. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Briarcliff basketball. Keela Chiak will inbound. She gets it into Dilla. Kylie Dilla will take it across half court. She's guarded there by Brookice. Pass goes high post to Evans. Evans with it at the free throw line. Evans ducks inside, stops, back outside Salcido. Salcido to Dilla. Dilla with it in between the circles. She'll drive right side. Picks up her dribble, goes back to Salcido. Salcido double down on. They get it back to Twait. Twait on the three-point line. Five to shoot for the Chargers. With it right side, Dilla. Dilla ducks inside, misses the shot. No good. Fight for the rebound, and we've got a shot clock violation. Charge to the Briarcliff Chargers. So Dort College will get the basketball on the shot clock violation. Dort College, Gasink will get it into Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone, Brookice. Brookice right side with the basketball. Comes back over to Cook. Cook tries to go up with it. Got stripped on the way up and a foul call. And they'll say it was before the shot. Dort College will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in will be Kayla Gasink. Gasink on the right side of the lane as we face the hoop. She gets it in to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball on the wing. New fresh 30 for Dort College to work with. Pass over the top, Gasing. Dort College trailing 2-0. Right side it goes to Brookice. Brookice, Cook. Cook in the lane, rattles it in from 10 straight on. Jamie Cook ties it up at 2-2. Evans with the basketball, driving baseline. Cut off, double team. They try to trap her. She throws it back over to Dilla at the point, guarded by Brookice. Dilla throws up a shot over her shoulder and gets it to go. Kylie Dilla with a two-point basket makes it 4-2, Briarcliff. Van Dyke gets it to Bone. Bone with the ball. Bone, middle of the floor, gets a screen from Cook. Passes right side. Left comes back over to Bone. Bone, high post, Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it on the elbow, tries to feed it underneath to Cook, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff on the baseline. It will be Dort College basketball, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Gasink will check out of the contest. Checking in is Elise Marish. So Marish on the floor for the defenders. Marish gets it in over the top for Van Dyke. Two Briarcliff players hit the deck. Van Dyke throws it up from the corner. Cook back over to Van Dyke. Three to shoot. Back over to Marish. Gets it off before the shot clock expires. And Marish buries the 13-footer from the right side. And the Dort College defenders tied up at 4-4. 4-4 our score. Briarcliff, new player into the contest for them. That's Summer Gordon. They get it to her in the post. Kick it off left side over to Dilla. She lets fly with a three, and it's good. Kylie Dilla with a three from the left wing. And the Briarcliff Chargers own a 7-4 advantage. 16 minutes remaining in the first half. Pass to Brookice up the right sideline, middle of the floor. Cook into the heart of the lane. Shot from shot blocked from behind. Rebound is taken away by Briarcliff. Briarcliff for the basketball. Quickly up the floor, Dilla. Dilla's pass tipped and controlled by Cook. Cook has it stripped free. Now here's Bone on the sideline. And Bone gets called for a travel, a carry on the far side. Well, Coach Craig Steensma asking for a foul after Cook had gotten the ball, got stripped of it. Now Briarcliff will inbound the basketball. Ashley Zobel will throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Ball is deflected. Gordon goes into the backcourt to pick it up. Gordon with the basketball. She passes right side over to Murren. Maddie Murren with the ball. Maddie Murren gives it up to Zobel. Zobel on the left side. Zobel still has her dribble. Passes right back over to Evans. Evans looking for the lob pass down low to Stewart. Evans still with the dribble. Stops in the lane and she travels with it. Turnover back to the Dort College defenders. So Dort College trailing 7-4 with the basketball. Bringing it up will be Jessica Jelsma. So Jelsma gets it back right side. Brookice. Brookice, Marish. Marish with the ball to Spronk. Spronk looking for Van Dyke and she is pushed on the play. So Briarcliff whistled for the personal foul. Van Dyke will check out of the ballgame. Bailey Spencer will check in. That foul on Gordon is her first and the team's first as well. Ball gets inbounded. Marish gets it into Jelsma. Jelsma Brookice. She steps into a three-pointer trying to tie it up. No. Rebound taken away, though, by Spencer. Spencer back over to Brookice. Marish. Marish facing up. Gets it away to Spencer. Her shot in the lane. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Briarcliff. Briarcliff off and running. Evans. Evans up the floor. Left side to Murren. Maddie Murren down to the baseline. She picks up her dribble, comes out front to Stewart. Stewart to Zobel. Zobel on the right wing. Zobel with the basketball. She goes underneath Stewart. Stewart shot, no good, but a foul on the play called on Bailey Spencer. Bailey Spencer whistled for the personal foul. Krista Stewart will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 7-4 our score, Dort College, trailing by three. So free throw on the way. First one is up and no good for Stewart. A second free throw on the way. Second free throw is up and good. So Stewart makes one of two free throws. And the Dort College defenders trail 8-4. 8-4 our score. Pass comes left side over to Spencer. Spencer, baseline jumper is good. Bailey Spencer with a two-point basket. And the defenders trail it 8-6 after trading a two for a free throw. Pass underneath, deflected, picked up by Spronk after it was knocked loose by Marish. Spronk gets it ahead to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice will bring it across the timeline. Dort College, Zobel, Haslinger gets it away back over to Spronk. Now Jelsma, Jelsma, Marish, Marish straight on, good. Elise Marish with the two-point basket ties it up at 8-8 with 13:50 remaining. Zobel goes left side over to Chiak. Chiak gives it to Murren. Murren left side, Zobel, Zobel, Stewart, Stewart, cross-court pass. Driving in, and we've got a foul on the play called against the Dort College defenders, and they'll give Chiak two free throws. Jessica Jelsma whistled for her first personal. So the first free throw on the way is up and good. So Chiak makes one of two, makes the first one. She has another one coming. Nine to eight, our score, Dort College. Trailing by a point, shooting another free throw will be Keila Chiak, 81% free throw shooter. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Chiak makes both free throws. And Briarcliff owns a 10-8 lead, 6.5 minutes into the contest. Pass goes over to Gasink. Gasink, right side. Comes back over to Spronk. Spronk, right elbow. Comes back over to Marish. Marish buries a baseline jumper. Marish with 6 points. 10-10 our score, and the Dort College defenders have knotted it up at 10-10. Timeout on the floor, charge to BC. Back with more after this. 10-10 our score, 13-19 left to go in the first half. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community, and by Borensons of Boyden. Handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borensons.com. With us settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. A foul on the offensive end against the Briarcliff Chargers. An illegal screen called against Briarcliff and Megan Salcedo, and Salcedo has just picked up her second personal foul. Well, now it's Mike Powers' opportunity to voice his displeasure with the call. He's asking for the same call on the other end. Gelsma might have drug her pivot foot there. Got it away to Spronk. Spronk at the free throw line. Dumps underneath Marish. Count the hoop and she's fouled. Elise Marish with the two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders with an opportunity at a three-point play and a three-point lead. So Elise Marish will go to the free throw line. Salcedo checks out of the ball game along with Chiak. Dilla's in the ball game along with Twait, and Elise Marish has 9 first half points, and the defenders lead 13-10. They pass over to Gordon. Gordon with the basketball. Gordon gives it up left side to Sarah Reeves. Driving in, shot no good. Rebound though, taken down by Twait. Shot no good. Rebound deflected, picked up by Spronk. Spronk with the basketball. Spronk tries to hand it off to Gelsman, ends up traveling with the basketball. Actually got called for a double dribble. And the Dort College defenders will set up the defense. Dort College leading 13-10. 12:35 left to play. First half. Dort College with the lead after trailing early. Three-pointer on the way for the tie. No good by Evans. Rebound taken away by Gasink. And a foul from behind called on Maddie Murren. Well, Briarcliff will play it very aggressively on the defensive end. It's just a question of how many fouls do you want to call. They will trap everywhere on the floor. They'll play it as aggressively as they can, and in so doing, there is a lot of contact. Dort College with a basketball, Gelsma. Gelsma gets it away to Gasink. Gasink over the top for Spronk. Spronk shot no good. Rebound tipped away and controlled by Briarcliff. Coming up with the basketball is Evans. Evans with it. Lob pass over the top. Spronk. Spronk saves it into Marish. Marish gets it back over to Gasink. Here come the defenders. Dort College with the basketball and the lead. 11:57 left to play in the half. And we've got a jump ball called as Kelsey Evans comes charging out and ties up. And is able to tie up the Dort College defenders in Elise Marish. 13-10 Dort College. Up by three, inbounding is Marish. Marish gets the ball inbounded to Van Dyke. Double teamed in the corner. She pivots, throws it back to the middle of the floor, and Van Dyke is called for stepping on the sideline. Out of bounds, it'll be Briarcliff basketball. Briarcliff with the basketball. Trailing 13-10 are the Chargers. Bringing the basketball up is Dilla. Dilla comes to Murren. Murren at the point. Picks up her dribble. Murren with the basketball. Lob pass into the middle. Intended for Twait. Tipped away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke comes up with it. She passes it ahead to Gelsma. Gelsma with the basketball. Jessica Gelsma with the ball. Gelsma, top of the key to Cook. Cook with the basketball. Back over to Gelsma. Gelsma with the left hand. Short-armed it. No good. And the rebound is tipped and controlled by Evans. Evans pass into the front court. Murren. Murren stops. Pops. Three. Short. No good. Rebound taken away by Cook. 11-11 left to play in the first half. Dort College by three. 13-10. Into the front court. Gelsma. Gelsma with it. Passes down low for Van Dyke. And that is exactly the call that got called in the first possession of the basketball game. Gasink will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Looking for the pass in is Gasink. Middle of the floor, Gelsma. Gelsma gets away with a travel, and they don't call it, and she lays it in. Jessica Jelsma with a two-point basket. Dort College with a steal on the other end. Gasink comes away with it. Gasink, right side, Cook. Cook, down low, Van Dyke. Van Dyke in against Twait, and Van Dyke is fouled on the play. Kara Van Dyke will go to the free throw line to shoot two. She is fouled on the play by Kristen Twait. That's her first foul. Checking into the ballgame will be Krista Stewart for Briarcliff. Van Dyke's first free throw is good. Dort College leads 16-10. Another free throw on the way for Van Dyke. Trying to make it a 7-point lead for the defenders and does so. Kara Van Dyke, an 88% free throw shooter, makes them both, and the defenders lead by 7. Briarcliff basketball. Stewart drives the lane, misses the layup. Rebound taken away by Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice to Bone. Bone back over to Brookice. Brookice at the top of the key. Gives high post Cook. Cook kick out intended for Bone. It's taken away, and now we have a foul called on Dort College. That's going to go on Danelle Bone. Bone whistled for her first personal. So Briarcliff will inbound the basketball. On the far sideline, they'll bring it up three-quarters of the court in front of them. Dort College leading by 7. Chargers have the basketball. Dilla. Dilla calling a set play. Dilla looking inside for Gordon. Passes instead to Twait. Twait comes back over to Dilla. Dilla with the basketball. She gives it up to Murren. Murren at the point. Stewart, Evans. Evans, layup, good. Kelsey Evans, right side of the lane with the driving hoop. That stops the Dort College run at 9-0. Cook with the basketball, gives into the corner. Brookice. Brookice to Van Dyke. Van Dyke free throw line jumper off the side of the iron, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Briarcliff. And coming up with it is Dilla. Dilla into the front court. Dilla stops. She gives inside Stewart. Stewart puts it up in traffic, good. Stewart with 3. Dort College trails 17-14. We're past the midpoint of the first half. Into the lane, Bone. Bone dumps underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke can't get it to go, but the foul on the play is called against Gordon. Summer Gordon whistled for the personal. That's her second. So Kara Van Dyke will shoot a pair of free throws here, trying to add to her 2 points already. She misses the first one. Entering this trip to the free throw line, she's 39 of 44 from the free throw line. A second free throw on the way for Van Dyke. Van Dyke's free throw is up and good. Van Dyke now 3 for 4. And the Dort College defenders lead 17-14. Briarcliff basketball. Right wing, setting the offense is Chiak. Chiak gives to Evans. Well, beg your pardon, that's a new player that we didn't plan on seeing today, Shante Williams. Shante Williams wearing number 25. Into the lane, shot no good for Stewart. Rebound Stewart, kicks it out, Murren. Murren, they get it back over left side to Dilla. Dilla at the free throw line. She's going to put up the runner with the right hand. Missed it, no good. Rebound Dort College. Dort College leading 18-14. Cook ahead to Brookice. Brookice, three players around her, puts it up, and it's blocked out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Briarcliff with the basketball. 18-14. Dort College leading by 4. 8:41 remaining in the first half. Twait will check into the ballgame. Checking out is Stewart. It's number 25, Shante Williams. Has not played a lot up to this point. In fact, so little I didn't have her on my scout sheet, if you will. Briarcliff with the basketball. Williams out front. Williams crossing over. Jelsma guarding her. Comes back over to Dilla. Dilla to Williams. Williams will put up a three. Missed it. No good. Rebound Jelsma in a fight for the basketball. Jump ball. Alternating possession. It will be Briarcliff basketball. Williams, well, actually has played in 21 games this season. Averages 1.2 points per contest. And she will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Kara And the Briarcliff Chargers get it in. Zobel. Zobel through the lane pass intended for Twait. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball after the turnover by the Chargers. Dort College with it. Into the front court is Jelsma. Jelsma comes over to Cook. Cook on the left elbow. Still has the dribble. Comes back right corner to Bone. Bone to Cook. Cook to Jelsma. Jelsma working against Zobel. Goes to Brookice. Brookice has it tipped away. Cook. Cook kick out to Van Dyke and a travel called on the Dort College defenders. Turnovers thus far with 7:51 left to go in the first half. Briarcliff has committed 9. Dort College now 9 as well. Spronk is in. Cook is out. So the Briarcliff Chargers bringing it up with Zobel. Ashley Zobel out front. Goes right side Williams. Williams gives it up Murren. Murren back to Williams. Williams shot no good. Rebound taken away by Spronk. Spronk for the basketball. Spronk comes back over to Bone. Bone will bring it up. Bone right side. Spronk. Spronk. Brookice. Brookice on the baseline. Van Dyke into the lane. She got into the soft spot of the lane. Gets knocked down as she takes the shot. And the foul is going to go on Briarcliff's Kristen Twait, her second. And team foul number 8 on the Briarcliff Chargers. Two free throws on the way for Kara Van Dyke. First free throw is up and good for Van Dyke. A second free throw on the way for Van Dyke. Dort College extending the lead to 19-14. Dort College is led by as many as 7 this afternoon at 17-10. They lead by 5 right now, can extend it to 6, and a made free throw by Van Dyke does just that. Van Dyke with 5 points, all of them from the free throw line, and the defenders are back up 20-14. So far, Dort College limiting Briarcliff. Chargers have the basketball, Zobel. Zobel comes back over to Evans. Kelsey Evans crossing over, trying to bring it in against Brookice with the left hand. No good. Rebound Brookice. Brookice for the basketball. Brookice will bring it up. Left side pass, Bone. Bone with the ball. Bone goes to Spronk. Spronk down to the baseline, and Spronk dribbles it off of Evans' foot. Out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. 7:04 left to play in the half. Dort College by 6. They get it inbounded to Jelsma. Jelsma with the ball. Jelsma throws it out front for Bone. Bone with it. Spronk. Spronk. Double team. Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Back over to Spronk. Spronk puts it up in traffic. No. Gives it away to Jelsma. Jelsma misses a shot. Out of bounds. It'll go. Last touch by Dort College off of the rebound. It will be Briarcliff basketball. Marish will check into the ballgame for the defenders. Zobel will bring it up for the Chargers. Zobel comes to Murren. Murren at the point. Murren goes left side. Gets it away to Chiok. Chiok's pass deflected by Bone. Picked up by the Chargers. Chargers with the ball. 13 to shoot. Chiok into the lane. Her shot from the left-hand side is good. She's got 6 points. And Dort College leads 20-16. Brookice goes middle of the floor. Jelsma. Jelsma on the left side. 3 blue jerseys around her. Gets it away to Brookice. Brookice with the ball. Brookice underneath Spencer. And it's saved in by Chiok. Here comes Briarcliff. Back the other way. Stolen by Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone with it. Left side intended for Jelsma. It's down on the floor. Spencer shovels it over to Jelsma. Busted play. Comes right side. Spronk. Spronk with it on the wing. Spronk left side. Jelsma. Jelsma down to the baseline. Reverse layup is no good. Fight for the rebound. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Evans for Briarcliff. Here come the Chargers trailing by 4. Right side pass Zobel. Zobel goes underneath. Salcedo. Salcedo shot no good. And the rebound is cleared out by Spencer. And we have a timeout on the floor. Charge to Dort College. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College with a basketball. Timeout. 5:37 left to go in the half. Dort College leading 20-16. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Nord College leading 20-16. Today's broadcast made possible by C&H Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Marish passes over to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice, two players around her, gets it away to Spencer. Spencer out front, Bone. Bone left side, Brookice. Brookice inside, Marish, bump from behind. Brookice loses it. It comes over to Evans. Evans with the basketball. Evans gives it up to Dilla, and Dilla travels with the basketball. Ball's inbounded to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone gets the return pass now from Brookice. Brookice with it on the right side. Brookice to Spencer. Spencer with the basketball inside Marish. Marish has a player draped on her. That is Evans, and Evans gets called for the personal foul. Marish will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Marish is a 70% free throw shooter. So the free throw on the way for Marish is up, 1-1, and she misses the front end of the 1-1. Nord College on defense. They throw it over the top for Salcedo, and she loses it out of bounds. It'll be Nord College basketball after the turnover by the Chargers. So Briarcliff having their share of issues on turnovers as well. Brookice gets it middle of the floor. Marish. Marish right side. Bone. Bone with it on the sideline. Gets it right side over to Van Dyke deep in the corner. Van Dyke reverses Spronk. Spronk left side. Brookice. Brookice. Marish. Marish. Bone. Bone. Three. Got it. Three-point basket for Danelle Bone. And the Dort College defenders match their biggest lead of the ballgame at 23-16. Evans with it on the left wing. Evans with the basketball, picks up her dribble. They run a screen for Dilla on the weak side. She can't get free, though. Brookice fights through it. Comes back over to Evans. Evans drives into lane, and she's called for traveling. Travel violation called on the Chargers. 23-16, Dort College by 7. 4:24 left to play in the half. Bone gets it to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice lobs to Van Dyke. Van Dyke leans in. Her shot no good. Gets her own rebound back. It's ripped away by Dilla. Dilla with the basketball. Dilla at the free throw line. Stops. Goes left corner. Murren. Murren three. No good. Rebound fought for. Taken by Salcedo. Shot no good. And a foul over the top. Foul's called on Briarcliff. Keela Chiak whistled for the personal. And a 1-1 coming here for Brianna Spronk. So Brianna Spronk will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. 23-16, Nord College. Leading by 7 with 4:01 left to play in the half. First free throw on the way for Spronk is up and good. Double bonus time for Nord College from here on out, actually. Nord College with their biggest lead of the ballgame at 24-16. 24-16, our score. Spronk will put up another free throw, trying to make it a 9-point game, and does so. Brianna Spronk with her first points of the day. Nord College leads 25-16. 4:01 left to play in the half. Briarcliff basketball, Dilla. Dilla left side. She throws it over to Sarah Reeves. Reeves to Murren. Murren with the basketball. Murren to Reeves. Reeves at the point. She goes left side over to Murren. Murren has to save it in on the sideline, and she steps on the sideline out of bounds. It'll be Nord College basketball. Checking into the ballgame is Stewart. Checking out will be Keela Chiak. Dort College leading 25-16. Marish with the basketball on the right sideline, middle of the floor to Cook. Cook with it. Cook drops it off for Marish. Marish off of the glass, good. Elise Marish with the 2-point basket. She's got 11. Dort College leads 27-16. Pass goes down low. Gordon. Gordon puts it up, and a foul on the play called on the Dort College defenders. Foul's going to go on the defenders in care of Van Dyke. Van Dyke has just been whistled for her second. First free throw is up and good for Gordon. Summer Gordon, a 62% free throw shooter, makes the first one. Coach Craig Steensma over on the sideline just basically saying, well, if you're going to call that on the post defense on this end, we appreciate the call on the other end as well. Bowen with the basketball, gets it ahead to Marish. Marish at the free throw line. Cook. Cook drops it off. Van Dyke. Van Dyke layup. Good. Kara Van Dyke with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 29-17. Briarcliff basketball. Pass left side, Murren. Murren with it. 3 minutes left to go in the half. They go high post. Drop it off right side, Dilla. Dilla guarded by Cook. Gives it back over to Reeves. Reeves into the corner, Murren. Ball deflected, picked off by Van Dyke. Here comes Dort College. Defenders for the basketball. Right side it goes, Marish. Marish into the corner, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, Cook. Cook, shot no good. Gets the rebound, and she is fouled on the play by Dilla. Kylie Dilla whistled for the personal foul. Jamie Cook will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Dort College with an opportunity. Shooting more free throws. First one is good. She's got another one coming. 3 points for Jamie Cook. Dort College with a Baker's dozen lead, 30-17. Another free throw on the way. Cook makes it. Jamie Cook makes the free throw. Dort College has been sharp on the free throws this afternoon. Up to this point, the defenders have made 10 of 12 free throws. Driving right side is Stewart. Stewart shot no good. Rebound cleared out by Marish. Marish with the basketball. 2:25 left to go in the half. Into the front court is Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Three players around her. They really overplay on that trap. They get it to Marish. Marish saves it in. A Briarcliff player comes up with it. Now it's down on the floor. Chargers coming up with it is Murren. Murren ahead to Gordon. Gordon travels with it. Summer Gordon travels with the basketball. Dort College will get it back. So the defenders will inbound with Marish. Dort College leading by 14, 31-17. 2 minutes remaining. In the half, middle of the floor, Cook. Cook, double team, drops it off for Spencer, off the glass, good. The assist to Cook, the basket to Spencer. Dort College leads 33-17. Briarcliff on offense. Chargers have it, left side with the basketball is Dilla. Dilla comes back over to Murren. Murren, lob pass goes down low. They get it back over to Murren. Murren down to the baseline, cut off. Seven to shoot for the Chargers. Murren still with the basketball. Gets it to Dilla. Dilla, spin move in the lane. Shot is up. No good. Rebound weak side. Picked off by the Chargers. A three on the way by Evans. No good. Rebound taken away by Dilla. Dilla gives it up. Evans. Evans in the lane, and she travels with it. 1:16 left to play. First half. Dort College 33. Briarcliff 17. 33-17, our score. Clock counting. Bone gets it ahead to Cook. Cook, left side, Gasing. Gasing back over to Bone, and Bone passes stolen away. Here's Murren. Murren layup good. Maddie Murren with the two-point basket. And the Dort College defenders lead 33-19. Cook is at the midcourt stripe. She gets it over to Bone, under a minute left to play in the half. Underneath intended for Marish. Marish tries to save it in, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Briarcliff basketball, 33-19. Marish will check out of the ballgame. On the floor for the defenders right now, you've got Bone, Cook, Spencer, Jelsma, and Brookice. 45 seconds and counting. Bringing the basketball up for the Chargers will be Dilla, trying to cut into the 14-point lead that at one point was 16. With it is Stewart, beg your pardon, Evans, and we've got a blocking foul called on Bailey Spencer. Spencer whistled for her second personal foul. So another free throw on the way. Inbounding will be Shantae Williams. Williams throws over the top, gets it into Evans. Evans with the basketball, reverses, right side Murren. Murren, three, got it. Maddie Murren with the three-point basket. She's got five. And the Dort College defenders lead 33-32. Jelsma with the basketball, gets it up front, Sprunk. Dort College can hold for one, they don't. Brookice, three-pointer. Kayla Brookice with her first three of the day. Dort College leads 36-22. 9 seconds left. Briarcliff basketball. Williams out front. She's driving right side. Cut off by Brookice. Williams gives it back over to Dilla. Dilla ducks in, and the shot is no good, and that's the end of the first half. Our score, Dort College 36, Briarcliff 22. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College leads at halftime in women's basketball, 36-22. Dort College led by as many as 16 at 33-17. Briarcliff cut it down to 33-22, but a three-pointer by Kayla Brookice made it 36-22. Dort College took control of the first half with a 9-0 run to go from down 10-8 to up 17-10. Steadily increased the lead with another 7-point run to go from up 20-16 to 27-16. And outscored Briarcliff 9-5 down the stretch for the 14-point lead at 36-22. Dort College led unofficially by Elise Marish with 11 points, while the Briarcliff Chargers are topped by Keela Chiak with 6 unofficially. Back with a look at all the numbers right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Halftime looks like this. Briarcliff, 8 of 27 from the floor for 29.6%. 2 for 8 on threes, 25%. 4 for 6 on free throws, 466.7%. Dort College is 12 for 24 from the floor for 50%. 2 for 4 on threes, 50%. 10 for 12 on free throws, 83.3%. Briarcliff is out-rebounded. Dort College 17-16. Turnovers, Briarcliff 17, Dort College 14. Steals, Briarcliff charged with 7. Dort College has 7 steals as well. Individually, the Dort College defenders led by Elise Marish, 11 points from the floor, from the 11 points, going 5 for 5 from the floor, 1 for 2 on free throws, 7 for Kara Van Dyke, 4 for Jamie Cook, 4 for Bailey Spencer, 3 each for Kayla Brookice and Danelle Bone, 2 each for Jessica Gelsman and Brianna Spronk. For the Briarcliff Chargers, 6 for Keela Chiak, 5 for Kylie Dilla, 5 for Maddie Murren, 3 for Krista Stewart, 2 for Kelsey Evans, and 1 for Summer Gordon, for their total of 22 points. Pre-game show, you heard Coach Craig Steensma state he wanted to hold this Briarcliff team to less than 35 points per half. They succeed in the first half, allowing 22. Rebounds, Jamie Cook has a team-high 5 rebounds, 3 rebounds for Brianna Spronk, 2 for Kayla Brookice and Bailey Spencer. For the Chargers, 4 rebounds for Kelsey Evans, 3 for Kylie Dilla, 2 for Megan Salcida, no one else with more than 1. 2 assisted baskets for the Chargers in the first half, while the defenders get 3 assists from Jamie Cook and Brianna Spronk. 3 steals for Kara Van Dyke, 2 steals for Brianna Spronk, 2 steals for Kelsey Evans for the Chargers, and 2 steals for Maddie Murren for Briarcliff. Dort College leads at halftime, 36-22. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. Back with more at halftime right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. Coming up this next 7 days on KDCR, this Wednesday evening, Dort College will be hosting Northwestern in Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball. We'll get started with a women's contest at 6. Men's game will follow at 8. You'll be able to hear both those games on KDCR 88.5 FM. Also coming up this 1 week from today, the Dort College defenders will be on the road to Hastings, Nebraska, taking on the Broncos in Great Plains Athletic Conference action. That'll be a 2 o'clock start time for the women and a 4 o'clock start time for the men from Lynn Farrell Arena on the campus of Hastings College in Hastings, Nebraska. That is 1 week from today. Season rapidly winding down. After today, the Dort College defenders have 2 home games remaining, one of them this coming Wednesday against Northwestern, back at home 2 weeks from today when they face the Concordia Bulldogs. They've got road games left at Hastings, at Dakota Wesleyan, and at Crete in their final 6 games of the year. Just 6 games remaining on the regular season schedule for both the Dort College women's and men's basketball teams. Let's take another break and be back with a look at halftime scores from the GPAC right after this. Halftime scores around the conference coming up in just a moment. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Here are your halftime scores in the conference. Dort College leads Briarcliff 36-22. Morningside leads Midland at halftime 68-17. Doan over Dakota Wesleyan 35-18 at halftime. Northwestern over Hastings 45-26. And Nebraska Wesleyan leads Mount Marty 30-27. Halftime scores from the Great Plains Athletic Conference in women's basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Back with the second half of action right after this. Been told once the least important score in half is in sports is the halftime score. But it's not bad to be up on the number 2 ranked team in the country, 36-22 at halftime. You can bet the first 10 minutes. First 5 minutes, first of all, are going to be very, very intense, though, as Dort College owns a 14-point lead on the Briarcliff Chargers at halftime of this women's college basketball game. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. And by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. Kayla Gasink will throw the ball in for the Dort College defenders as we start the second half of play. The Dort College defenders owning a 14-point advantage. Gasink to throw it in, gets it into Jamie Cook. Cook's at midcourt. She gets it back over to Bone to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Several players have 2 fouls on both sides here this evening, or this afternoon, I should say. Turnover. Briarcliff has the basketball. Chance to cut into the 14-point lead. With the basketball is Evans. Evans on the right side, guarded there by Van Dyke. You got a mismatch down low now. The ball's down on the floor. Twait down on the floor with it, and we've got a player shaken up. I believe Kara Van Dyke shaken up on the play as a Briarcliff player fell against her leg, and she's been battling tendonitis in her knee most of the second half of the year. She gets up gingerly. Briarcliff will inbound the basketball. They get it into Solcito. Solcito to Chiak. Chiak with the basketball. Chiak with it at the top of the key. Dribbling left side. Gets it back over to Dilla. Dilla off-balance shot from 15 is good. Dilla with 7, and the Dort College defender lead is 36-24. Jamie Cook in the backcourt. Dort College gets a screen. Cook goes right side Van Dyke. Van Dyke down to the baseline, puts it up over the top of Salcido. Salcido's shot no good. Van Dyke's shot no good. Bar Cliff for the rebound. Coming back the other way is Dilla. Dilla over to Twate. Twate, 12-footer, right side, good. Back-to-back buckets by the Chargers, and they're back to within 10 at 36-26. Cook into the front court. Gets it away to Bone. Bone with the right hand. Layup good. Donnell Bone with 5 points, and the Dort College defenders lead 38-26. Briar Cliff basketball on the left wing is Evans. Kelsey Evans goes into the corner to Dilla. Dilla with the basketball, and we've got a foul called from behind. That's going to go on Kara Van Dyke, and Van Dyke has just picked up number 3. Van Dyke whistled for her third personal. So Van Dyke will check out of the ball game. She comes limping off. Took a pretty hard shot on that jump ball. She'll go over to the water cooler. Briarcliff inbounding the basketball. Ball tipped by Brookice. Stolen by Brookice. Brookice, one player to beat. Drives in with the right hand. Layup good. Kayla Brookice with 5 points, and the Dort College defenders back up by 14 at 40-26. Briarcliff basketball. Comes out front to Sarah Reeves. Reeves down to the baseline. Reeves spins it back out for Twate. Twate, Dilla. Dilla, shot. No good. Rebound fought for, taken down by Salcido. She scoops it up with the right hand. Good. Salcido with her first 2 points this evening. Dort College leads 40-28. Gasink into the front court. Drops it off for Sprock. Sprock down to the baseline. Double teamed. Now steps inside, tries to feed it down low to Gasink, and couldn't get it through the double team, and Briarcliff throws it away. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets the ball back. Dort College will throw it in on the sideline. They get it to Gasink. Gasink drives around, dumps it off for Sprock. Baseline jumper, good from 10 feet. Brianna Sprock with a 2-point basket. Dort College leads 42-28. The team's trading field goals right now. Evans on the left wing. 17:30 left to play. They go high post to Salcido. Salcido comes back out front. They drop it down low for Twate. Kick out Evans. Back down low to Twate. Twate, hook shot with the right hand is good. Twate with the bank shot on the hook shot from about 12 feet on the right wing. And the Dort College defender lead is a dozen at 42-30. Bowen over to Cook. Cook with the basketball. Cook will drive in with a left hand. Layup good. Jamie Cook with 6 points. Dort College leads 44-30. Quickly up the floor, Salcido. Salcido off balance shot. No good, but Sprunk's going to get called for the foul. So free throws on the way for Salcido. Two free throws on the way for Salcido. Free throws on the way for Salcido. First one is good. She's got another one coming. 44-31, Dort College by a baker's dozen. So Salcido makes the first one. She's got another one coming. Dort College leading by 13. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good as well. Ball gets inbounded. Jamie Cook with it in the backcourt. Cook ahead to Gasink. Two players around her. Drives in. Draws a lot of contact. Gets it to go. No foul called. Kayla Gasink with her first field goal of the day. Dort College leads 46-32. With the basketball is Zobel. Zobel on the right wing. Driving into the lane. Looking for the backdoor cut. And it's taken away by Cook. Cook was able to play on front of Salcido and comes away with the basketball. They come back over to Brookice. Brookice back over to Gasink. Gasink with the ball. Gasink goes to Cook. Cook drives into the lane. Nothing there. Comes back over to Brookice. Brookice puts it up. Blocked. Gasink comes up with it. Gasink comes back over to Cook, and we've got a travel called on the defenders. Traveling violation on the Dort College defenders with 16:10 remaining in the ballgame. Dort College leads by 14. Briarcliff has the basketball. Briarcliff has the basketball. Zobel will bring it up. Zobel, a freshman from Ida Grove. She drops it high post for Twait. Twait reverses back over to Zobel. Zobel with the ball. Zobel on the left wing. She's looking for someone. Looking down low. Comes back out front to Murren. Murren, lob pass into Twait. And we've got a foul called on Bailey Spencer. Spencer has just picked up her third. Zobel will inbound the basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in, Zobel gets it into Twait. Twait gives it back over to Zobel. Zobel to Murren. Murren on the left wing beyond the three-point line, guarded there by Jelsma. 22 to shoot for the Chargers. They give inside. They look for Gordon, and now a ball comes loose, and we've got a travel violation called on Twait before she could get rid of the basketball. 46-32, our score. Dort College leading by 14 with a basketball. Marish gives it to Spronk. Spronk with it in the backcourt. She gets it ahead to Marish. Marish is going to drive in. Tries to fire it over to Spencer. Jelsma has it go through her feet. Now taken back by Spronk. Spronk busted play, and Gordon comes up with it. Gordon gives it to Zobel. Zobel left side, Gordon. Gordon will put up the jumper. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Gelsman. We've got a foul called on the rebound on the Briarcliff Chargers. Maddie Murren whistled for her second personal foul. So Dort College will inbound the basketball with Marish doing the honors. Physical and intense here in the second half. First 5 minutes have been very physical. Dort College gets the ball inbounded to Gelsma. Gelsma in the backcourt. Jessica has it, dribbles it, leaves it out front for... Leaves it out front for Dylan. Dylan swipes it away, and Jessica Gelsma just got called for her second personal. Team foul number four already on the defenders here in this second half. You knew that was going to happen. They're going to get evened up. The first half, mainly Dort College's way in terms of the fouls. And Coach Mike Power made that a point as he left for the locker room. Wasn't happy with a foul count. Pass goes left side over to Murren. Murren to Gordon. Gordon with it at the point. Gordon puts it on the floor. Lost it. Picked up by her teammate. Chiak. Chiak goes into the corner. Murren. Murren over the basketball. 12 to shoot. Back over to Dilla. Dilla, Chiak. 9 to shoot. Back over to Dilla. Dilla, long three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Brookice. Here come the defenders. Brookice with a head full of steam. Has Gelsma. Lays it off for Gelsma. Gelsma, right hand, left side. Good. The assist to Brookice. The basket to Gelsma. Dort College leads 48-32. With a basketball, Chargers. Gordon. Gordon out front. She comes left side over to Chiak. Chiak with a basketball in the corner. Chiak gives it up to Dilla. Dilla guarded there by Spronk. 14-17 left to play in the ballgame. Briarcliff with the basketball. They go down to the baseline. Shot from the baseline. Shot no good. Fight for the basketball and a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. Gelsma and Dilla, I believe, both went up for it. Came down with it together. And the Dort College defenders, playing with a 16-point lead, have the basketball with 14:08 remaining in the ballgame. Ball gets inbounded to Gasing. Gasing gets it middle of the floor to Marish. Marish to Cook. Cook with the basketball back over to Gasing. Gasing up the floor. Spronk. Spronk had Marish open. Didn't attack. Now she passes it off to Cook. Cook, soft spot in the lane. Good. Janie Cook right in the middle of the lane. Dort College leads 50-32. With it on the right side is Maddie Murren. Murren to Dilla. Dilla back over to Murren. Murren will put up a three and hit it. Murren with eight. Dort College leads 50-35. Pass cross court taken by Gordon. Here come the Chargers. Gordon driving in, puts it up, and we've got a charging foul called on Gordon. Summer Gordon with a head full of steam. Gasink easily back in time. Gasink has the quickness advantage there. And I don't think there was any question that Gordon ran over the top of her for her third personal foul. 13:24 left to play in the ballgame. Dort College 50, Briarcliff 35. Dort College inbounding. They get it into Jelsma. Jelsma on the sideline gets it to Marish. Marish to Cook. Cook with the basketball in the backcourt. Here come the defenders. Cross-court pass, Marish. Marish to Gasink. Gasink has it stripped. It's loose, and it's on the sideline, and Dilla dives for it. Can't get to it at midcourt. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College inbounding, Marish. Marish to throw it in. Marish gets it in to Jelsma. Jelsma, Marish, middle of the floor, Cook. Ball's tipped, controlled by the defenders. Marish back over to Jelsma. Jelsma down to the baseline. Jelsma tries to feed it back middle of the floor to Marish, and Dort College is going to give up a fast break opportunity here. Now they get back on defense. With it at the top is Dilla. Dilla will get the return pass. She'll let fly with a quick three. Misses everything, no good. And the Dort College defenders will get the basketball back. Ball goes out of bounds, untouched by a defender. Dilla rushed that shot. She rushed that shot, missed it wide and short. Didn't look good out of the hand, and it wasn't. Well wide right. They get the ball inbounded to Bone. Bone to Marish. Marish with the basketball in the backcourt. Briarcliff. Two players around her. Now Marish will throw it away. Bone tracks it down to the backcourt. Remember, there's no 10 seconds call in women's basketball. Middle of the floor, Marish, and Marish is fouled on the play by Evans. Evans has just picked up her second personal foul. 12:33 left to go in the ballgame. Dort College 50, Briarcliff 35. Marish will inbound the basketball. Third team foul on the Chargers in this half. Ball's inbounded, and to no one in particular, here come the Chargers. Evans. Evans' layup won't go down, but we've got a foul on the play called on Donnell Bone, I believe. Donnell Bone whistled for the personal, and for Bone, that is number two. And the Dort College defenders, with a 15-point lead, will watch Kelsey Evans shoot two free throws. First free throw by Evans is good. A second free throw on the way for Evans, 50-36, Dort College by 14. So another free throw on the way for Evans, 12:29 left to go in regulation, and she drops that one through. So Briarcliff has trimmed 5 points off of what was a 18-point lead at 50-32. Ball comes across half court to Brookice. Brookice is trapped on the sideline, and Dort College calls a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Dort College defenders. You're listening to KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Home. Member FDIC in the community, and by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. With us settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Gasink inbounding the basketball, in danger of a 5 seconds call, and just gets it in. Caravan Dyke inbounds the basketball, or gets the ball. She passes it off to Bone. Bone with it. Bone goes left side over to Gasink. Gasink, a jumper from 15, can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Kelsey Evans. Evans with the basketball. Evans on the right side with it. Picks up her dribble. She comes over to Sarah Reeves. And a pushing foul called on the Dort College defenders. Foul's going to go on Jamie Cook. And for Cook, that's number one. Briarcliff inbounding the basketball. They get it in down low to Evans, and Evans traveled with it. They aren't going to call it, though, and they're going to call foul first. Pretty clear from our vantage point that Evans picked up her pivot foot before she shot it with a step. First free throw for Evans is up and good. Another free throw on the way for Evans, trying to make it a 11-point game. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. It's 50-39. Evans with 6 points. And the DeWitt College lead is 11, 50-39. Pass goes cross court over to Bone. Bone with it. Bone in the backcourt. Brookice. Brookice to Cook. Cook with the basketball. And Cook has it stripped away, and we've got a pushing foul called on Briarcliff and Sarah Reeves. Reeves whistled for the personal. So another inbounds play for DeWitt College, and those have been difficult at times. Cook with the basketball at the wing. Goes cross court over to Bone. Bone puts it up, draws the foul, and she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. So free throw on the way for Bone. First one is up and good. Bone makes the free throw. Another one on the way. 11:27 left to play in the ball game. DeWitt College leads 51-39. Second free throw on the way for Bone. Whispers through. She's got 7. And the defender lead is 13 at 52-39. Into the front court with the basketball is Evans. Evans goes right wing to Maddie Murren. Murren with the basketball. Murren out front. Sarah Reeves. Reeves left side. Evans. Evans with the basketball. Evans picks up her dribble. Goes down to the baseline. Reeves. Reeves cut off. Back to Evans. Evans left side. Salcido. Salcido back to Murren. Murren will put up the three. Missed it. Rebound tapped. Controlled. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Twait. Twait misses the shot. Rebound taken away by Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone up the floor with the basketball. What a stop that time by the defenders. They battled on the glass. They get it right side Van Dyke. Van Dyke playing with three personals. She trapped in the corner. Gets it back over to Gaysink. Gaysink fires outside. Brookice. Three ball. Bang, bang, bang. 3-point basket. Kayla Brookice. DeWitt College leads 55-39 as Brookice hits her second three of the night. And the DeWitt College lead is 55-39. DeWitt College on defense now. 10:15 left to play. They go underneath Twait. Twait, Murren, Murren, Evans, top of the key, three-pointer, missed it, no good. Long rebound, raced after by Bone. She gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink for the basketball. Gaysink will take it across half court and a foul on the play. Foul's going to go on Sarah Reeves. Reeves whistled for her second personal foul. And the DeWitt College defenders with a 55-39 advantage with 10:02 remaining. DeWitt College has outscored Briarcliff 19-17 to start the second half of play. Pass goes left side, Jelsma. Jelsma to Spronk. Spronk with the basketball. Back over to Brookice. Brookice, middle of the floor, Marish. Marish with it, and she's fouled on the play by Krista Stewart. Team foul number 7 on the Chargers, and we'll shoot free throws the rest of the way. Elise Marish will go to the free throw line for a 1-and-1 opportunity. Free throw by Marish, too strong, no good. Rebound tracked down by the Chargers. Here they come. DeWitt College leading by 16. Left side pass, Zobel. Zobel with it on the wing. Zobel back out front. It comes to Chiak. Chiak gives to Dilla. Dilla three, no good. Rebound Gordon. Gordon in the lane. Triple teamed, and we've got a travel called on Summer Gordon, and she can't believe it. DeWitt College leading with the basketball. 9:35 remaining. Ball goes middle of the floor. Marish. Marish back to Brookice. Brookice to Gelsman. Gelsman's fouled on the play by Gordon. Gordon picks up her fourth personal foul. So free throws on the way for the defenders and Jessica Gelsma. Gelsma will shoot the 1-and-1. If DeWitt College can make their free throws, they can help themselves dramatically. First free throw by Gelsma is good. 5 points for Jessica Gelsma. Another free throw on the way. So Jessica Gelsma with the free throw, up and down. So Jessica Gelsma makes both free throws, and the defenders lead 57 to 39, an 18-point lead. Three-pointer from the corner, no good. Fight for the rebound. It's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets the ball back. Dort College with it in the backcourt, leading by 18, 9-10 remaining in regulation. Brookice gets it to Marish. Marish to Spronk. Spronk with the basketball on the sideline. Spronk back over to Marish. Marish to Spronk. Spronk looking for the post up for Spencer. Spronk down to the baseline. Can't get it to go, but she's fouled on the play. Not sure who it's going to go against. It's going to go on Chiok, her second. So free throws on the way for Spronk. First one is up and good. Another one on the way. Dort College leads 58-39. Second free throw up and down, 59-39. Rihanna Spronk with 6 points. And the Dort College defenders lead by 28-50 remaining. Zobel passes right side over to Dilla. Dilla with it on the right wing. Dilla down to the baseline, cut off, looking, still looking, down on the baseline, and she's forced to call a timeout. 59-39, Dort College leading by 20. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Briarcliff uses a timeout to maintain possession of the basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair of Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Dort College by 20, 8:40 and counting. Ball game. With it on the right side, Zobel. 8 to shoot for the Chargers. Dilla wants a screen. Dilla's going to drive with the left hand. Cut off by Brookice. Off balance shot. Doesn't draw iron, and the shot clock expires. Pretty good defense that time by Brookice. Able to cut Dilla off. Dilla could not get into the lane where she wanted to. With 8:27 left to play in the ballgame, Dort College leads 59-39. Ball goes middle of the floor, Jelsma. Jelsma with it. Jelsma will drive all the way down to the baseline. Now stops. Gets it back over to Brookice. Brookice for the basketball, and Dilla's called for a foul. On the defense, Kylie Dilla whistled for her second personal. Kayla Brookice will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Well, and it's double bonus time now as I look up at the scoreboard. That's foul number 10 on the Chargers. So Dort College shooting free throws from here on out of the two-shot variety. First free throw by Brookice, no good. Dilla will check out of the ballgame. Reeves will check in. Another free throw on the way for Brookice, and she makes that one. So Brookice makes one of two. She's 9 for 15 this season. And the defenders have a 60-39 advantage. 8:12 left to play in the game. They go back door. Reeves, layup good. Reeves, the layup off of the back door cut. The give from Twait. Dort College leads 60-41. With the basketball on the sideline, Jelsma. Ridden out of bounds by Salcedo, and they call her for stepping on the sideline on the far side out of bounds. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Briarcliff basketball, Kelsey Evans. Evans with it on the left side. Evans has it on the wing. Her team down 19, 7:45 left to play. Briarcliff basketball, Reeves. Reeves back over to Evans. Evans with the basketball. Evans back to Murren. Maddie Murren with it at the point. Murren looking, 8 to shoot. They come back outside to Evans. Evans with the basketball. Evans cut off. She tries to step in, lobs it down low, and the ball comes loose, and another shot clock violation on the Chargers. Dort College has gotten it done with the defense this afternoon. So far, leading 60-41. Dort College with the basketball. They get it inbounded to Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke over to Brookice. Brookice to Cook. Cook to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. And Brookice travels with it in the backcourt. Danelle Bone's going to check into the ballgame. Kayla Brookice will check out. Inbounding the basketball for the Chargers will be Sarah Reeves. Reeves gets the ball inbounded. Driving down right side, shot blocked by Cook. Rebound, Briarcliff. Coming up with it is Evans. Evans will drive with the left hand, looking down low for Salcido. Kicks it out instead, three for Murren, no good. Rebound Salcido, back out to Murren. Another three from the left wing, misses everything. Rebound Reeves. Reeves misses everything on the bank shot attempt, and now we've got a foul on the play called on the Chargers on the offensive rebound attempt. Foul's going to go on Megan Salcido. That's her third. 60-41 Door College, leading by 19, 6:58 left to go in the game. Clock can't move fast enough right now for Door College fans. Free throw on the way for Van Dyke is up and good. Kara Van Dyke with 8 points. She's got another one coming. 9 points. All but two of them coming from the free throw line. Door College leads 62-41. Briarcliff for the basketball. 6:50 remaining. Evans passes left side. Gets it to Reeves. Reeves, Murren. Murren with the basketball. Murren gives it back over to Kelsey Evans. Evans with the basketball. Evans driving. Nothing there. Comes back over to Twaite. Twaite jumper over the top of Cook is good. Kristen Twaite with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 62-43. With the basketball in the front court is Van Dyke. Van Dyke across half court. Comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma on the left wing. Dribbles through the traffic. Now picks up her dribble. Gives it back over to Cook. Van Dyke. And Van Dyke is fouled from behind. Foul's going to go on Evans. And that's her third. Well, that's number four, actually, on Kelsey Evans. Free throw's on the way for Kara Van Dyke. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Three new players checking in for the Briarcliff Chargers. 6:17 remaining. York College 63, Briarcliff 43. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good for Van Dyke. Van Dyke makes both free throws. She's got 11, and the defenders lead 64-43. Shot on the other end, no good. Rebound tapped out. It's loose. It's down on the floor, picked up by Twaite. Twaite is tied up on the play. Jump ball, alternating possession. It'll be Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Dort College leading by 21, 64-43. Briarcliff, a fresh 30 to work with. Jump ball came after a missed shot. Briarcliff throwing it in. This is Williams. Williams gets it tossed in to Salcido. Salcido to Reeves, and Reeves. Foul called on Jamie Cook is her second. And a one-and-one opportunity coming for the Chargers. So 1-1 coming here for Dilla. So Dilla will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First free throw on the way for Dilla. No good off the heel. Rebounds down on the floor. It's a jump ball again. No. It's taken by Gasink. Got it over to Jelsma. Here come the defenders. 6 minutes left to go in the game. They're up by 21. Cook for the basketball, and we've got a foul on the play called on Briarcliff. In the backcourt, that's going to go on Keela Chiok. And free throws on the way for Jamie Cook. She'll shoot two more free throws. 5:50 left to go in the game. That's foul number four on Chiok. Free throw by Cook is short, no good. Another one coming. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Cook makes one of two free throws. Dort College leads 65-43. Murren passes it out front. With the basketball is Williams. Williams on the right wing. Williams back to Murren. Murren out front. Dilla down low, Twaite, back over to Dilla. Dilla three, rattles it, no good. Rebound controlled by Jelsma. Here comes Dort College. Jelsma with the basketball. 5:25 left to go in the game. Gasink with it, right wing, throws it away. Tried to throw it back to Gelsman. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. 65-43, Dort College by 22. 65-43. Bringing the basketball up is Williams for the Chargers. Pass goes left side over to Murren. Murren on the wing, back to the top of the key. They go right side, back over to Williams. Williams pass down low, taken by Cook. Now it's loose on the floor. Sprunk tries to get it back over to Cook. And now you got a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. 4:59 left to play in the game. This game marred by turnovers and fouls from the outset. Just the type of game we expected. Under 5 minutes left to go in the contest. Dort College in control, 65-43. Cook right side, Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice out front, Bone. Bone with it. Bone using upper dribble. Goes right side, Dort College. 10 to shoot. Down to the baseline is Brookice. Kick out, Bone. Bone, three, dagger! Three-point basket. Danelle Bone, she's got 10, and the defenders lead 68-43. 4:28 left to play in the ballgame. Dort College with their biggest lead of the contest. With it on the right side is Dilla. Dilla will launch a three, no good. Rebound taken away by Brookice, and here come the defenders. 4:15 left to play in the ballgame. Dort College leading by 25. Left side pass goes over to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone gives left side, Cook. Cook, middle of the floor, Sprunk. Sprunk splits the defense. Off of the glass, good. Two-point basket for Brianna Sprunk, and the Dort College defenders have eight from Sprunk, and the defenders right now blowing out Briarcliff. Number two team in the country, down 70-43. Dilla squares up, hits a three. She's got 10, and the Dort College defender lead is 70-46. 3:47 left to go in the ballgame. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Briarcliff. Back with more after the... ...70-46, Dort College leading by 24, 3:47 left to go in regulation. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com and by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on 1st Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also on the line at HiltRealEstate.com. Dort College with the basketball after the timeout. Jessica Gelsma with it. Gelsma has the dribble. Picks it up now. Passes middle of the floor to Cook. Jamie Cook with the basketball. Cook's pass tipped and controlled by Briarcliff. Briarcliff coming back the other way. Down 24 are the Chargers. They come back over to Williams. Williams misses the three. Rebound down on the floor. Picked up by Sprunk, but she steps on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. 3:20 left to go in the game. Dort College going after their 10th win of the conference season. Their 10th win overall, 5th win of the conference season. Inbounding is Kylie Dilla. Dilla to throw it in. Dilla throws in over the top, finds Evans. Evans will let fly with a three, and she hit it. Evans with 9. Dort College leads by 21, 70-49. And Dort College turns it over in the backcourt, leading by 21, 70-49. They threw it back to Sprunk, who hadn't established herself in bounds. And the Dort College defenders want a substitute. They want Gaysink back in the game. They're going to check Gelsma out. 3:10 remaining in regulation. Dort College by 21, 70-49. Pass comes in to Murren. Murren gives it down low, Salcedo. Salcedo, Twaite. And Twaite is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Well, Dort College has given Briarcliff 6 in a row here on a pair of threes, and now they can make it 8 in a row with Kristen Twaite shooting 2 free throws. That foul went on Brianna Sprunk, her second. First free throw no good by Twaite. Twaite is an 81% free throw shooter. And she's got another free throw coming. Second free throw by Twait is up and good. And it's a 20-point ball game, 70 to 50. Kristen Twait with 7 points. Timeout charge to Briarcliff. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 20-point lead for the defenders with 3:06 remaining. This was at one point a 27-point lead, but Briarcliff has gone on a 7-0 run. With 3:06 remaining, if Dort College takes care of the basketball at all and makes their free throws, even half of them, you got to think they're in pretty good shape, but those are two pretty difficult things to do against the pressuring defense of the Briarcliff Chargers. So Dort College inbounding. Gasing gets it inbounded to Cook. Cook to Gasing. Gasing to Bone. Here come the defenders. Bone loses it out of bounds. It'll be Briarcliff basketball, and Dort College has not taken care of the basketball at all in the last 30 seconds on the game clocks. Briarcliff has the basketball, and throwing it away is Dilla. Caravan Dyke is called for kicking the ball out of bounds. It'll be Briarcliff basketball, the ball glancing off of her shin. Throwing it in. They get it in underneath, and it's an 18-point ball game as Keela Chiak makes the two-point basket. 70 to 52, Dort College by 18, 2:45 left to go in the game. Ball thrown back to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone with it in the backcourt. Picks up her dribble, gets it to Cook. Cook, double team, triple teamed, and now fouled on the play. And Maddie Murren has picked up her third personal foul. Free throws on the way for Jamie Cook. So Jamie Cook to shoot two. Free throw on the way for Cook is up, no good. 70% free throw shooter. She is 3 for 5 today and can make it 4 for 6. Another free throw on the way for Cook. This one's up and down. 19-point lead for the defenders, 71-52. So Jamie Cook makes 1 of 2. She's 4 for 6 from the free throw line. Briarcliff into the front court. Kick out pass, Murren. Murren with the basketball. Comes back over to Evans. Evans will put up a three. Missed it. No good. Rebound down into the corner. Out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff. Kylie Dillon unable to track it down. And the defenders get the basketball back. Gasink will check out of the ballgame. And the Dort College defenders will throw it in with Brianna Spronk. Spronk to Trigger, gets it into Bone. Bone back over to Spronk. Here come the defenders. Spronk with the basketball at midcourt, and a foul on the play called on the Chargers. Foul's called on Dillon, is her third. 2:16 remaining. Free throw on the way for Spronk. Good. This will be the 16th free throw for Dort College since the 10-minute mark. And they made all but three of them. Spronk makes them both. And the defender lead is 73-52. Dilla dumps it underneath. Layup won't go down for Keela Chiak, but Chiak will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 2:07 left to play in the ballgame. Dort College leading 73-52. First free throw is no good. A second free throw on the way. Free throw on the way for Chiak. And this one is good. It's a 20-point ball game, 73-53. And the Dort College defenders lead by 20. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Briarcliff. They've got one remaining. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dort College leads 73-53. Dort College inbounding length of the floor in front of them. 2:07 remaining. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hollerton, Craig, Polina. Remsen and Sanborn member FDIC. Jelsma in by the basketball. Jelsma looking to inbound, and Dort College will use a 30-second timeout here. They've got three remaining. So Dort College will use a 30-second timeout to preserve the possession. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Ball's inbounded to Cook. Ball deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It will be Briarcliff basketball. Well, Dort College has not played it cleanly here in the last minute and a half. They've been able to maintain the 20-point lead, though. Zobel's back into the ballgame. Reeves leaves for Briarcliff. On the floor for the defenders, it's Cook, Van Dyke, Jelsma, Brookice, and Bone. Briarcliff basketball, Dilla, top of the key three, left it short, no good. Rebound tipped by Bone, kept alive, Zobel down to the baseline. Zobel back over to Murren. Murren will let fly with a three, too strong, no good. Rebound tipped and out of bounds, last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball as Keela Chiok couldn't save it in. Well, Dort College, with a minute 50 to go, trying to ride this one out. They get the ball inbounded to Bone. Bone in the backcourt. Bone gets it away to Cook. Cook, middle of the floor, Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma dumps it off, and we've got a charging foul called on Jelsma. Well, some finals starting to come in as this game has slowed to a crawl in terms of pace. We'll get to those during our post-game show, the Wireless World post-game show, coming up at the conclusion of this contest. Shot with a left hand, no good. Rebound taken away by Brookice, and Brookice is fouled on the rebound. Brookice will walk the other way and shoot two more free throws. In fact, we've got final scores on all but I believe we've got the finals in for all four of the conference contests. Four out of the five. Well, looks like Dakota Wesleyan and Doan not finished, but that one's not in doubt any longer either. First free throw by Brookice is good. She's got 10 points, does Brookice. 1:27 left to go in regulation. Dort College leading 74-53. Second free throw is up and down as well for Brookice. Brookice with 11. And the Dort College defenders lead by 22, 75-53. Pass left side, Dilla. Dilla backdoor cut. They lay it up and down for Sarah Reeves. Reeves with 4 points. Dort College leads by 20, 75-55. Brookice in the backcourt, steps through the trap, gets it away to Cook. Cook with the basketball, and she is fouled by Maddie Murren at midcourt. More free throws on the way for the defenders. This will be for Dort College their 34th and 35th free throws. Jamie Cook misses the first free throw. Up to this point, Dort College shooting 81.8% from the free throw line. Another free throw on the way with 1:07 remaining. Second free throw is up. Off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Marish, and Marish is fouled on the play. And the foul is going to go on Kelsey Evans, and Evans falls out of the ball game with 9 points. She's disqualified at the 1:05 mark. Well, this afternoon's crowd at the DeWitt Gymnasium filling in nicely. If you're not here yet, you'll want to get here quickly. Otherwise, you may end up standing or simply not getting in. First free throw is up and good for Marish, as over the last 15 minutes, some of the cracks that were open have filled in quickly. Marish makes both free throws. She's got 13, and the defenders lead 77-55. Driving into lane, shot is off of the backboard, no good, and a foul called on Murren. Murren reaches in and hacks Brookice on the arm. And more free throws on the way for the defenders. .5 seconds left to play. Dort College with this one in hand. Under a minute to go. And Briarcliff will send Heather Haber into the ballgame. So Haber checks in. Two free throws on the way for Brookice. First one is up and good. And another free throw on the way for Brookice. Jamie Cook will check out of the ballgame. Dort College leading 78-55. And Brookice makes one of two. Ball's loose, picked up by Briarcliff, and we've got a foul called on Brianna Spronk. It was, I believe, 3 minutes left to go in the game at 25 after three. This has slowed down to a crawl, to say the least. 78-55, Dort College leading, 55.9 seconds remaining. First free throw by Haber is good. He's got another one coming. Second free throw is up and good as well. So Haber makes them both. Spencer to inbound. She gets it in to Spronk. Spronk ahead to Jelsma. Jelsma driving in, dumps it to Marish. Layup good. Marish with the two-point basket. She's got 15. Dort College leads 80-57. Down to the baseline is Zobel. Zobel shot no good. Rebound taken away by Spencer. Spencer fouled on the play. And Zobel commits the personal foul. A ton of fouls called today. Briarcliff. 30 fouls now on the Chargers in this ballgame. First free throw by Spencer, no good. Dort College has made a total of 3 field goals since the 10-minute mark, and yet they've managed to hold Briarcliff off by 20-plus. Spencer makes one of two. The defenders lead 81-57. Down to the baseline, they kick it out. Three-pointer on the way, rattles, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Here comes Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma gets it away. Brookice. Brookice, middle of the floor. Marish. Marish with the basketball. Jelsma. Jelsma, Brookice. Brookice, Marish. Marish, right side, Spronk. 16 to shoot, and finally Briarcliff will concede and not commit a foul. Marish comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma drives. Nothing there. Back over to Marish. 5 to shoot. Back over to Spronk, and that's the ballgame. 81-57, our final. Dort College knocks off the number 2 ranked team in the country, the Briarcliff Chargers. 81-57, our final score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders an upset this afternoon. They've been waiting for one of those for quite some time, and they finally get one in this afternoon's ballgame over the number 2 ranked team in the country, the Briarcliff Chargers. So the Chargers fall for the second time this season, or pardon me, for the second time this week. They lost a nail-biter to Northwestern on Wednesday on their home floor. They lose a blowout this afternoon, 81-57. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders score the win this afternoon over the Briarcliff Chargers in women's college basketball. And in so doing, the Dort College defenders do it in blowout fashion, 81-57. Dort College took the lead for good at 13-10. That was part of a 9-0 run to go from down 10-8 to up 17-10. And they never trailed again in building a 36-22 halftime lead. Briarcliff did score the first 4 points of the second half, make it a 10-point ballgame, 36-26. But the Dort College defenders hang on and withstand that run, build the lead back up to 20. They got up by 20 at 59-39 with 8:40 left to go in the game. And Briarcliff unable to put together a serious run. Dort College wins 81-57. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders win going away over the Briarcliff Chargers, 81-57. Here are the numbers. Briarcliff, 19 of 63 from the floor, 30.2%. 5 for 25 on threes for 20%. Briarcliff, 14 of 19 on free throws for 73.7%. For the Dort College defenders, 23 of 38 from the floor, 60.5%. 4 for 6 on threes for the defenders, 66.7%. 31 of 41 from the free throw line for 75.6%. Dort College out rebounds Briarcliff 34 to 31. Turnovers, Briarcliff commits 28, Dort College 31. That one, a lot of them in the final 3 or 4 minutes of play. Briarcliff 16 steals, Dort College 12 steals. Individually, Dort College led by Elise Marish with 15 points. Marish this evening was 6 for 6 from the floor, 3 for 5 on free throws. 12 points for Kayla Brookice, 11 for Caravan Dyke, 10 for Danelle Bone, Jamie Cook, and Brianna Sprunk. 6 points for Jessica Jelsma, 5 for Bailey Spencer, 2 for Kayla Gasing. For the Briarcliff Chargers, Kylie Dilla had 10 points. Briarcliff, Kelsey Evans, and Keela Chiak had 9 each. Maddie Murren had 8. Kristen Twait, 7. 4 for Megan Salcedo. 4 for Sarah Reeves. 3 for Krista Stewart. 2 for Heather Haber. And 1 for Summer Gordon for their total of 57 points. Coach Craig Steensma has taken a seat beside me now. The Dort College defenders get the win this afternoon, an upset win for Dort College. And, Coach, you hold Briarcliff to their lowest point total of the season, and you did it, achieving your goal of allowing them 35 points or less in both hands, right. Both halves. Good defensive ball game by your team this evening.
Yeah, we gave great effort, and we got good effort on the defensive end from everybody. You know, everybody, all 9 of our players that are playing in the rotation, played pretty well defensively. We didn't always, we had a lot of turnovers, but when we win like this, I'm willing to, take the bad with the good, and really excited locker room with the victory tonight.
You out-rebound Briarcliff 34-31. You were down by 1 at halftime in terms of rebounds. A lot of the turnovers, quite honestly, came late after it felt like the game was decided. For the most part, your team really stayed in control, especially the first 30-35 minutes of this basketball game.
Right. We said when they make a run, and they're going to because they're really good and they shoot a lot of threes, just relax, have fun, and keep attacking because I didn't ever want to get tentative. I just felt like we can't afford to get tentative or they'll really put the, turn up the defensive pressure and make life miserable for you. So we kept attacking. We made some mistakes doing that, but, it was fun to be able to win at home and to beat, the number 2 team in the country.
When you got the ball to the middle of the floor, especially in the free throw circle, good things happened for your team.
Right. We've been working on that as you and I have talked about that with Jamie. She distributes well, and she's just good at attacking. And, she is a very important player in a game like this because she's so strong. And she was able to just say, you can double me, but I'm still going to have the ball. I'm going to find somebody. And from there, I thought our other players, when we got it out of the middle, they attacked well.
Elise Marish off of the bench, 6-for-6 from the floor today. She's been working on her offense. We saw her working in the gym by herself yesterday. Those 12 to 15 footers, and today that paid off for her.
Right, she knocked in some shots, and you know, Mike, she's a really good shooter. So we know she has the capability of attacking the basket and making 15 footers, and so it was nice to see that. I think she ended with 15 points is really good. We had a lot of good contributions from different players there today.
Anything else you'd like to add as we close things up for this women's basketball win this afternoon?
No, we're just happy to get a victory, and you know, every win in the conference is important, and this one will be really important for us as well.
Coach, I'll let you go. Congratulations on the win. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Mike.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. I gave you the point totals. Let's jump back to the rebounding for the Dort College defenders. 5 rebounds for Kayla Brookice, 5 for Jamie Cook, 4 for Jessica Jelsma, 3 each for Kayla Gasink, Danelle Bone, Brianna Spronk, and Bailey Spencer. For the Briarcliff Chargers, Kelsey Evans, 5 rebounds, 3 for Kylie Dilla, 4 for Megan Salcido, 3 for Kristen Twait, 2 for Maddie Murren, 3 for Summer Gordon, 2 for Sarah Reeves, and 2 for Krista Stewart. 3 assists for Kylie Dilla to lead the Chargers, while Dort College was topped by Jamie Cook and Brianna Spronk with 4 assists each. 3 steals for Kara Van Dyke, Jamie Cook, and Brianna Spronk. For the Briarcliff Chargers, 4 steals for Kylie Dilla, 3 for Kelsey Evans, and 3 for Summer Gordon. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Other women's basketball scores from the GPAC today. You heard Dort College beat Briarcliff 81-57. It was Morningside over Midland 102-52. Dakota Wesleyan over Doan 82-60. Northwestern over Hastings 80-54. Mount Marty over Nebraska Wesleyan 61-55. All of the home teams win this afternoon in GPAC women's basketball. Concordia is currently 12-2 in the conference. Morningside is 12-3. Northwestern is 11-3. Briarcliff is 10-4. Mount Marty's 9-6. Hastings is 7-7. Doan is 6-9. Dakota Wesleyan 5-9. Dort College 5-10. Nebraska Wesleyan 2-13. Midland is 1-14 in GPAC women's basketball. Let's take a break. We'll be back setting the table for the men's contest right after this.